Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
KC in Bozeman sent me another great message here talking about all these anti-American protesters at the DNC in Chicago, the pro-Hamas terrorist supporters that are out there. Yeah, they were burning the American flag, fighting with law enforcement, calling the cops pigs, and so much more. KC says this, you know, these protesters in this country getting really old. I think they should load every one of them up and drop them in some other country and let them enjoy it over there. That's a great idea, KC. You know, maybe we could, maybe the Gays for Gaza group would team up with them and they can all hop on the same airplane and go enjoy, you know, a nice little vacation in the Gaza Strip. They would really love it over there, I think. Let's see. Oh, I had one other message. Oh, yeah, this was some messages from Kelly in Glasgow. Kelly was watching the DNC last night. He messaged us 7:18 p.m. Wow, what a bunch of wackos. And then a few minutes later, he asks a question. Did you notice the water bottles? I did not notice the water bottles. What's the story with the water bottles? Kelly, send us a message back because, yeah, I didn't. I wasn't watching. I was listening. But anyway, and then, of course, there was the shrieking, democracy, democracy. You know, the people who want mob rule in America, the people that want to imprison their political opponents, shrieking about democracy. But this was the Bernie Sanders soundbite that I was trying to play just before we wrapped up the 6 o'clock hour. Here it is again. This is Bernie Sanders echoing what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had to say on Monday night at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago.
My fellow Americans, when 60% of our people live paycheck to paycheck, the top 1% have never, ever had it so good.
Wow, what an indictment of his own policies. What an indictment of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's policies. 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck, which reminds me of a great soundbite from Charles Payne. You know Charles Payne from Fox Business. The Daily Caller flagged this soundbite from last night.
Well, think about this. Juxtapose these two things. On one hand, a supermarket making 2% on profits is greedy, but the federal government hiking business taxes from 21 to 28% is needy. So,
what a great line there. Yeah. If you're a business barely squeaking by in the midst of the inflation that Joe Biden and John Tester and Kamala Harris forced upon you, you're greedy. You're greedy. But meanwhile, the Democrats and the federal government, they want to take more money out of your pocket. Massive tax hikes that they've got coming for you if they stay in power. Oh, but they're not greedy. They're just needy. Such a great point there by Charles Payne. Okay, let's see. We got a great guest should be in studio with us. There he is. He'll be popping in right now, and then we'll get back to your phone calls later in the hour.
Democracy 24.
As fears of escalation rise in the Middle East, Vice President Harris has yet to lay out a broad foreign policy agenda. And her team is struggling to walk back comments regarding her position of an arms embargo on Israel that Harris reportedly made to an anti-Israel group in Michigan called the Uncommitted Movement. That prompted her national security advisor to clarify she does not, in fact, support such an embargo. Co-founder of the Michigan group, Leila Elabed, who is also the sister of Representative Rashida Tlaib, had this to say.
This movement has always been about policy shift, about policy change, about saving Palestinian lives in the immediate.
Harris drew widespread criticism last month for skipping Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress at a time when our closest ally in the Middle East is bracing for an attack by Iran. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today. A few late day showers and storms are also possible. High temperatures range from the lower 80s in Bozeman to the lower 90s in Billings. For tonight, isolated shower storm chance early, followed by a low near 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. That will see mainly sunny conditions Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Penny Nance, the president and CEO of Concerned Women for America, holding a big rally in Bozeman, Montana, as the big pink bus comes to town. This is great. On the back of the bus, it says, "Honk if you know what a woman is." And apparently they're getting some not-so-nice remarks from some of the anti-woman leftists out there. Full audio of that conversation and much more. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You get the full podcast audio and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
GLP-1s. Hey, let's start there. We've got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house. You know, it was so fun the last time we talked with you. We were talking about, it was right when they kicked Joe Biden to the curb and Kamala Harris was going to become, was crowned their nominee, basically. And we talked about it being a sugar rush. Yeah. And now I hear that term all the time. Everybody's talking about the sugar rush right now. So I thought that was kind of funny. But what did you say, GLP-1s?
GLP-1 inhibitors. And this is the term for Ozempic and Wegovy, this miracle weight loss program that started in Hollywood. It's their medications that were designed for diabetes, and it turns out that they do end up losing weight while they're on those GLP-1 inhibitors. And so there's a lot of people that are utilizing those GLP-1 inhibitors, which is just fine. But here's the problem. Go do all the, any of you can do the research. Go look and see what happens when you stop the GLP-1 inhibitors. When you stop taking medication, the weight is going to come back. And so with Billings Last Diet Protocol and with Ideal Protein has come up with a protocol for GLP-1 users. So if you're going to be using some assistance to lose weight with medications, make sure you develop a lifestyle so when you stop using the medication, you don't gain the weight back. You don't have to take medication for the rest of your life. And that's kind of where the pharmaceutical companies are going, is they're saying, here's a lifetime person, because once you stop using the GLP-1, or Wegovy or Ozempic, the weight comes back.
Yeah, because initially I remember hearing about Ozempic, and there were concerns because diabetics were like, hey, we can't find Ozempic because all these people are using it to lose weight. And as I understand it, what Ozempic does is it curbs your appetite. So you don't have the appetite, you don't have that hunger. So you then naturally eat less. The challenge is, though, is like, okay, you're going to lose weight. You're going to tear through your muscle. You're going to – so you lose weight kind of in an unhealthy way. So do I remember right? You've actually got some dieters that even if they're on Ozempic, they still are going through Billings Last Diet because they're saying, okay, I've reduced my appetite, but I've got to lose weight the right way. I still need basic nutrition. So you're kind of like their nutritional support while they're using it, right?
So that when we, and you're exactly right, when they're losing that weight, a lot of times they're losing a lot of muscle, especially in the beginning. And so we need to make sure we get that ideal amount of protein so that they don't lose that muscle mass.
Yeah, because you could see where somebody could like shrink down and you'd be like, man, are they sick? Is something going wrong? And it's like, okay, it's good if you're getting rid of fat, but if you're getting rid of muscle and then you're, I mean, there's concern about other health problems that these pills might be causing, right?
Yes, pills and injections. They're coming out with a new pill. I was just talking to Dr. Jordan earlier this week and he was doing some research on that. But the thing with the GLP-1 inhibitors, the reason it reduces your appetite is because it slows the way your stomach empties. So your stomach doesn't empty as fast, so you feel fuller for a longer period of time. Well, now they're having problems with that. It's gastroparesis. It's a side effect that has has some problems.
Dr. Williams, I didn't hear a word you just said.
I know.
Because Dr. Jordan's in the house, and he brought me snacks. I've got a salted toffee pretzel bar. So all I'm sitting here thinking is salted toffee pretzel
right,
bar.
Right.
Salt. And this is a protein bar.
You have to try it.
Yeah, Dr. Jordan, great to see you.
Yeah, thank you. I brought you a snack. It's one of my favorite protein bars that we have. It's fantastic, but just to touch on this GLP-1 protocol. Now, the concern with the GLP-1s is simply, I'm sure Dr. Williams touched on it, it's you're losing weight, but you're losing weight by just depriving yourself. You're not actually changing any lifestyle. So the habits that got you to the point you are, or the habits that got you to that point aren't changing at all. You're just delaying the effects until you stop taking that medication. So the purpose and the point of the Billings Last Diet isn't just to help you lose weight, but also help you create healthy habits for long-term success.
That's right. Yeah. Because your appetite now, and I've seen it. I've seen it where I, like when I travel across Montana, if I'm, you know, going from gas station to gas station to gas station, yeah, I can get protein bars and things like that, but I want healthy vegetables too. So you start to have a craving and appetite for good things instead of bad things. Now you'll still get the appetite for the bad things, or you'll nibble here and there, and then eventually you want to do your, like I'm doing one of my annual tune-ups right now just to trim off a few pounds. And so that, but that's part of how you do it, right?
That's right.
And so, yeah, it's, you start to crave good things and have an appetite for good things. Whereas you're right. If you're relying on this medication, okay, you might trim down, but then the moment you go off that medication, whoosh, it comes right back off. And that in itself can be unhealthy, having those massive fluctuations, right?
Absolutely right. And along with that, the whole purpose of phase one is to be fat burning and muscle sparing. What that means, it's set up particularly so that you don't lose muscle mass, which, I mean, when you're on a diet just trying to lose weight, maybe that's something you don't think about initially. But when you're trying to lose weight in a healthy way, that's crucial because of something called your basal metabolic rate. What that means is how many calories you burn just sitting on the couch, right? How many calories are you burning throughout the day just with physiological function? And as you lose lean body mass or muscle, you actually burn less calories. So you have to work harder to lose weight. And so that muscle is crucial, which doesn't, the GLP-1s don't take that to effect.
Whereas good point, yeah.
With that
yep.
protein, when you're eating that healthy protein, you're actually able to use that protein as your source of energy as opposed to your stored muscle.
Well, and Dr. Williams, I know that's one reason why, you know, one frustrated when women go through diet programs, especially if couples are going through it together, the women always get frustrated. They're like, why is he losing more weight than I am? Well, it's because they typically have more muscle mass, which tears into that fat and burns that fat more. But you've actually got some incredible success stories about some of your female dieters. So stand by if you can. We'll come back to both of you right after this.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Weather concerns across the globe continue to impact agricultural producers. Agricultural meteorologist Matt Macon shares more on what the weather has been like in parts of Europe and Asia that have been impacting U.S. grain prices.
There's been quite a lot of volatility back there in weather conditions and crop conditions. Southern Europe has really endured a lot of heat and drought. So there's going to be a need there for sure. And then you get Black Sea, and then you get into Russian regions, and they're actually faring better. The frequency of the moisture has been a bit more suitable for them.
As for South America,
by and large, we're still worried about drought conditions in northern Argentina, southern Brazil, especially as La Nina kicks in potentially. That's going to be another drought area of the world to watch out for, because La Nina does to them what it does to the southern U.S. and dries them out. So big cattle country, some corn and things there to watch out for next year. So that would be next year's stuff, maybe too dry. in that region.
And with the likelihood of La Nina developing this fall and into the winter, Megan says that producers should keep an eye on Australia.
Australia, normally they do better in La Nina. They get better water. But the corn coming out of China, you know, there's always the export, import question mark for China, too. And it's not like La Nina leaves them alone. It can have impact from their rice and the corn regions.
For Montana and the Northern Rockies, La Ninas usually bring moisture in the fall and winter time. I'm Wayne Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right. Hey, if you want to call in right now, you'll be first up. We'll start racking and stacking the callers, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. What about the recount in Butte? Yesterday, at this exact same time, we were talking with State Senator Teresa Manzella and State Senator Mike Cuff about the recount, the primary election recount that took place in Butte yesterday, nearly 3 months after the primary election. So what happened with the recount yesterday? I'll give you the update here in just a second, and then we'll open up the phone lines and more. Plus, I've got more audio highlights from the coverage of the Democrat National Convention day two. I got to get to the Don Lemon montage. You guys remember Don Lemon from CNN? He went around and did all these man on the street interviews. I think he was in Cincinnati and interviewed mostly black voters, and black voter after black voter after black voter is saying, no, I'm with Trump. I'm with Trump. No, I'm not going to vote for somebody because of their skin color. I'm going to vote for somebody because of my grocery bill. So anyway, wait till you hear that, just a portion of that montage coming up here in just a second. In the meantime, great to have Dr. Jordan and Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house. And, you know, for our Butte friends and our Bozeman friends and, heck, Harlow friends, Glasgow friends, wherever you're listening at this morning, they've got this remote option now available. They will mail you the scale to weigh in on. They will mail you your protein chips, whatever kind of protein foods you want. They will do remote coaching with you so you don't have to drive anywhere to go meet with your coach. And it's working. We've heard from listeners who said that the remote option is working great for them. I mentioned how, you know, because muscle helps you burn fat. I noticed this when I did Billings Last Diet because I was working out all the time, right? But yet when I got back from my last deployment, even though I was working out all the time, I was eating too much and, you know, having too many beverages, watching shows, whatever, you know, and it just starts to pile up no matter how much I work out. But thankfully, because I did have some muscle there from working out, that helped me burn through the fat on your program even faster. But that's also why women oftentimes get frustrated, because the man might burn fat faster than the woman might. But you're seeing some really good success stories with your female dieters here recently.
So the first week on the program can be rough, and that's just with full disclosure. Because you're changing the way you're eating, and you might feel a little deprived because you're not eating the sweets that you might have had before. But when you come in and you step on that scale after that first week and you say, oh, my goodness, I lost 3 pounds or 4 pounds of fat. That's really motivating, because sometimes they haven't lost for a long period of time when they've tried other diets. So after the first few weeks of doing that, it starts to build momentum. And so we send out what we call 6-week success letters. So those who have been on the diet for 6 weeks, we send them a success letter saying, hey, congratulations, and give them some statistics. So I want to share with you, we had 4 females in this last series of 6-week success letters, 4 females, and here's their 6-week loss for 6 weeks. And they lost 20.9 pounds, 21.2 pounds, 27.5 pounds, and 12.6 pounds. So one of them lost about 2 pounds. They didn't have as much to lose, but those others lost significant weight in 6 weeks. Now that's motivating, and that's why
that's huge. Yeah,
it sure helps people to keep to say, boy, I'm on my path to health. I can stay on this path for a period of time.
That's right. Well, we got several callers we're going to get to here in just a second. But Dr. Jordan, I know you've got free seminars. People can attend in person. They can watch remotely. You name it. 294-6751 is the number, or go to BillingsLastDiet.com. But yeah, when's the next free seminar taking place?
So actually, I'll be teaching one today at noon, and we have them every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, and then two evening classes per month. So if you're interested in doing those classes, give us a call or visit our website, BillingsLastDiet.com. You can sign up there. Again, it's a free seminar. You can come in, ask any questions you like, and have a little bit more understanding about the science of weight loss and why it's so successful.
All right. Well, great to see both of you. Thanks for joining us here on this show.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Phone lines are open, 294-6751. Let's see. I've got the Fox News update here in about 60 seconds, and then we'll just jump right into the callers because I don't want to have to cut somebody off there mid-stride. What could we talk? Oh, real quick, on the recount in Butte yesterday, a couple of headlines for you here. NBC Montana, Butte recount completed with no major changes to results. So that's the good news, is that even though they had to do this recount, that at least there were no major changes to the primary election results. After nearly 7 hours of counting votes and reviewing data, the elections team at Butte Silver Bow released the recount results just after 4 p.m. Tuesday. There were 1,143 votes high from the initial count,
and has left the Middle East with no ceasefire deal in place. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Speaking of Secretary of State, you heard about Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State. Well, this news out of the Montana Secretary of State's office. Abortion initiative to appear on November ballot. That's a headline from the Montana Free Press. Another headline from the Montana Television Network says Montana abortion measure qualifies for November ballot. I had an email earlier this morning from Stephanie in Red Lodge saying, hey, can I call in and talk about this? Heck yeah, give us a call. We've got Stephanie in Red Lodge right now. Stephanie, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Aaron. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, what's your reaction?
Well, you know, this initiative was supported and backed and paid for by Planned Parenthood, which, you know, paid people to collect signatures to get this initiative on the ballot, CI 128, this November. And the initiative would change our Montana state constitution to enshrine abortion into the constitution. This is a very dangerous change, Aaron. We don't need this amendment. Abortion is and has been legal for decades and can be obtained, especially it can be obtained by children, thanks to our Supreme Court that just overturned the will of the people last Thursday, because, you know, children don't even need to have a parental notification to have abortion. You know, kids as young as 10 years old, if they're menstruating, can get pregnant. And in this state, you are allowed to have an abortion up to 24 to 26 weeks without parental notification, thanks to our Supreme Court. So
that's crazy.
What would we be doing? Yes, we'd be changing our Constitution, which changes to our Constitution should be saved for very rare circumstances. And I believe this will open Pandora's box. And I don't know that it's a lid that we can put back on. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the initiative with your listeners so that they can make an informed choice, because, of course, the way that this is presented, wording is very important, as we know, and many times voters are confused about what they're voting yes and no on.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we got about a minute before the break.
Okay, so basically it's no parents, no doctors, and no limits. Please vote no for I-1-128. And what this does is there's no parental consent. It eliminates existing parental notifications, which we know that was overturned, so that's obsolete. No doctors. Basically, it doesn't require an actual medical doctor to determine if an abortion is necessary to protect the mother's health or the health of the baby. And basically, no limits. Existing laws governing safe practice will be eliminated. So it's a very dangerous vote that we are going to get a chance to vote on that is going to be on the ballot this November. And so I just wanted the listening audience to know what they're voting for, whether they agree with this or not, that we know the truth.
Yeah, that was a great summary. I tell you what, you hit several major key points there. Stephanie, thanks for calling in. I'll give my take on what Stephanie had to say right after this. Interested in your take as well. Plus, we've got some more callers on the phone lines that we'll get to right after this. Penny Nance, the president and CEO of Concerned Women for America, holding a big rally in Bozeman, Montana, as the big pink bus comes to town. This is great. On the back of the bus, it says, "Honk if you know what a woman is." And apparently they're getting some not-so-nice remarks from some of the anti-woman leftists out there. Full audio of that conversation and much more. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You get the full podcast audio and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Travis put a good summary together. Travis put a good summary together of what Stephanie in Red Lodge had to say when it comes to this radical abortion initiative that the radical left is getting on the ballot here in Montana this November. He said this: Stephanie gave a very good slogan for the no vote on CI-128. No parents, no doctor, no limits. Short and right to the point. Yeah, great summary there, Travis. The other really good, I'll just be quick here because I want to get right to our callers that are on the phone lines here. The other thing that I wanted to say, this was a point that Stephanie made that I think is very important to underscore here, is, okay, if you're somebody who is already pro-life and opposes abortion, well, you already know the reasons why you will oppose CI-128. But for those of you that are on the fence, or those of you that might describe yourselves as pro-choice, maybe you're pro-choice, but you believe that there should be some limit somewhere, that we shouldn't be allowing abortions all the way up until birth, all the way up until the due date, or there should be some other protections in place, or maybe the line should be here, maybe the line should be there. Stephanie made a great point. The Montana Supreme Court, the courts have already ruled that abortion is protected under the Montana Constitution. So if abortion is already protected under the Montana Constitution, according to them, why do they need to amend our Constitution to protect abortion if it's already protected? Which raises the question, what else are they trying to do here? What are they really trying to do here? Because if you're pro-choice, if abortions are still happening, like it or not, abortions are still happening in Montana. The Montana Supreme Court says that the Montana Constitution already protects abortion. So why do you need to amend the Constitution to protect abortion? Maybe they're trying to do something completely radically different here. No limits. Types of crazy abortion policies like they have in places like North Korea. Anyway, it's a very important point that Stephanie made there. All right. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks for the call.
Morning, Aaron. I sent you an email. You said something yesterday or maybe the day before that kind of got me to thinking, you know what? It's campaign season. It's an election cycle. I've been getting flooded with text messages from pollsters and phone calls from pollsters, and I usually just ignore them. I delete the tweet or I just don't answer the phone and I erase their message. But you said something on the radio that made me start to wonder, maybe I should start taking those calls and maybe I should let them know that I'm in, you know, going to be a staunch supporter for Tim Sheehy and Donald Trump and Troy Downing because of our conservative values in Montana, because maybe that will get the Democrats to quit spending money here. Or do we let them keep throwing money in a bottomless pit as Montana seems to be turning more and more red? And I don't know that they could spend enough money in the world to save John Tester. Let them keep blowing their money in Montana. You know, you're more connected politically than most people. I mean, not connected as in you get favors or anything like that, but you have more conversations with the conservative leaders in the state. What would you suggest? How should Montanans handle these these pollsters.
Should, yeah, that's a good. That's a good point.
Scare them away, or should we hope that they keep wasting their money?
Yeah, I just ignored a political call. It showed up on my phone. Political call, and I'm like, ignore. But no, that's a good question. Should we be answering these pollster calls and saying, yes, we're voting for Donald Trump. Yes, we're voting for Tim Sheehy. Because, yeah, and I think I know what triggered that thought by you. I was talking about how, so this credible poll came out. The nonstop local TV stations commissioned a poll in the days after the Trump rally. And that poll showed Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy leading liberal far-left Senator John Tester by 6 points. And then I made the point that, well, like 2 days later, the Democrats with one of their fake phony PR firms, Middle Fork Strategies, you know, they want to give the middle finger to Montanans, but they're called Middle Fork Strategies, some phony PR group. I don't even know who's behind them. They're like, oh, no, look at this poll. John Tester's in the lead. And the point that I made is like they were desperately trying to tell their dark money donors out of state, no, keep sending your money to Montana. You're not just burning it on fire and throwing it at a dumpster. And so you raise a really good question. It's like maybe we should be answering these political pollster phone calls and telling them, yes, this is how we are voting. Stop spending your money here. Go waste your money somewhere else because we're sick and tired of this phony BS from John Tester. That's a really good question.
I mean, unfortunately, it would hurt Republicans somewhere else, but because they're never going to run out of money. These dark money groups, they're never going to run out of money because they're funded by billionaires, you know, the richest, the most elite people, the Hollywood freak shows, the, you know, whoever, the Bill Gates of the world.
The Hans Rieses, the Soroses, yeah.
Exactly, but maybe if we could send a message like, hey, you guys are wasting your money here. We could stop being a shady Sheehy ad by, you know, the Swapopotamus Tester every 3 seconds as you're scrolling through to keep up with your friends on social media.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And that's another big reason why it would be in Montana's interest to defeat John Tester this November. This whole, you know, these environmental groups, these dark money environmental groups, this whole, you know, money machine that is these left-wing special interest groups, you know where they get their money from? They get it from federal judges who rule on their behalf and then give them money, your taxpayer dollars. Who puts these federal judges on the bench? John Tester, Democrat president. So the point being is that if John Tester loses this November, not only do we save this country by you know, winning back majority control of the United States Senate and hopefully getting Donald Trump in there because we need that too, but we start to dry up this left-wing, out-of-state money machine that's funding all these environmental wackos that are constantly suing to shut down union jobs, mining operations, timber operations, you name it. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's go next to Mike in Big Timber. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Did you hear the soundbite on Fox News of President Obama when he said that Harris is not going to focus on her problems? She's going to focus on our problems. So I thought, hang on, she's got problems. We know that.
Oh, that's funny.
And every time Democrats focus on America's problems, they get worse. So please, no more focusing on the problems, but she should focus on her own because she's got problems. But you notice they put their foot in their mouth constantly. That soundbite you played of Bernie Sanders. Come on.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders talking about how bad things are right now. You guys are in charge. AOC.
Yeah.
Things are awful right now. You guys are in charge.
Yeah, 60% of America is living paycheck to paycheck, Bernie, because of your Marxist, communist ideology and the policies that follow. Good grief. People are just, they're so silly.
Now, can I give you the most unwoke joke of the week here? It's not from me. It's not from me. It's from, so earmuffs if you get offended easily. This is not me that's saying this. I'm just relaying what one of our listeners said. So Greg Franks from the Summit Cigar Lounge. Who was it that said that Kamala Harris pulled herself up by the bootstraps? Did you hear this, the absurd line at the DNC? It's probably Hillary,
no,
or
sir.
Somebody. Anyway, Greg Frank said, okay, so they're claiming that Kamala pulled herself up by her bootstraps. Actually, she pulled herself up by Willie Brown's belt loops. Oh, man, definitely the most unwoke commentary of the week here. So, yeah, if anybody knows Kamala Harris's history, she didn't work her way to the top in the way that you might think. I mean,
Yeah, can I mention one more thing quickly, Aaron?
No way. No, go for it. Okay. Of course.
You know, that lady you just had on before, Tim, about the abortion thing on the ballot. Notice Planned Parenthood. They call it Planned Parenthood. Those people are not planning parenthood. They're planning infanticide. So they ought to change their name.
Yeah, it's and it's so crazy. They used to go. They used to try to say that they wanted it to be rare, and only in cases of emergency. And now they're handing them out like candy in Chicago right now. It's just crazy. Great to hear from you. All right, we got a couple more callers on the phone lines. Plus, phone lines open for you as well. Got to take a quick break though, and then let's see. We've got Clint in Bozeman, Tom in Billings. You guys will be up first right after the break. Let's see. Oh, Michelle Obama. Mike and Big Timber talked about what Barack Obama said last night. Did you hear this line from Michelle Obama?
I want to know, who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Oh, wow. The arrogance. Donald Trump delivered record low black unemployment. But see, they just want her to get the job.
It's time to get the sleep you deserve with Sleep Number. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, get special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. See store for details. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Fox News commentary.
I hate to say it, but Donald Trump needs to put this person out on the campaign trail. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Hard truth incoming. Donald Trump is hemorrhaging female voters at a rate he can't afford to. He doesn't need to win them all, but he needs to win more than he is now. The Trump campaign has a blind spot when it comes to female voters, and it needs work. He's fine with male voters, and yes, his base is locked in and energized, and that's great. That doesn't win an election, though. For these next 80 days, the Trump campaign needs to lock in on independent voters. He needs to win them over. He also needs to reach out to female voters, and he needs to do it sooner rather than later. That's why, as much as it pains me to say it, it would be wise of his campaign to put Nikki Haley on the campaign trail as an advocate. Haley was on with our own Brett Baer, and she said she'd be open to it, and I hope it happens. I say this as someone who doesn't care for Nikki Haley, but recognizes the asset she could be for the Trump campaign. Suburban women and independent voters like her, and Trump needs her now. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Don't AGE. Breathe easy.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and...
Drug results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. I do want to get to that Don Lemon montage. If we don't get to it here this hour, though, with all the callers on the phone lines, I'll get to it in the 8 o'clock hour for sure here. But let's see. Clint in Bozeman on the phone lines. Now, Clint, I know you've called in before, and you think Republicans are wrong to try to, you know, limit or outlaw abortion. But what do you think about this constitutional initiative 128? Do you think it goes too far, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it goes too far.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's what I got to say this morning. The Fourth Amendment to our Constitution, in the Ten Amendments, says this: the right of the people to be secure in their persons, comma, houses, comma, papers, comma, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, comma, shall not be violated. Now, I'm a Republican. I do believe that the person, the women especially in this country, should have the right to choose their own fate with their own pregnancy or anything else. After all, I don't think government has any right to be in the person's body. I don't think so. I think it's a wrong thing to do. And I think the state of Montana's constitution is fine, and I think the federal constitution is fine in Article 4, what it says. But the thing it is, our constitution doesn't seem to matter much anymore. That's what's bothered me.
So why do you think CI 128 goes too far then? As somebody who, you know, could be described as pro-choice, why do you think CI 128 goes too far with what they're trying to do?
If you're pro-choice, it shouldn't even be there according to the Fourth Amendment. There should be nothing to do with the person. The woman has a right to choose her own destiny.
Well, and according to the Montana Supreme Court, I mean, we might disagree with you, right, Clint? We might say, well, wait a minute, that baby has a right, that baby has a life, that baby is a person, right? But we might disagree on that, but I think where we can agree is the Montana Supreme Court already said that there is a right to abortion under the existing Montana Constitution. So why are they trying to change the Montana Constitution to give you something that you apparently already have, right? It's because something else is at play here. All right, Clint, thanks for the call. Sorry to keep it a little bit short, but I got more callers I got to get to here as well, and we're getting short on time. Tom in Billings, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
As a conservative Republican in politics, I wanted to answer Tim from Billings' question. You got to remember, even though it's a Montana news station, they still have corporate affiliates like NBC, ABC, you know, like nonstop local. They still have corporate affiliates. So when it comes to answering the questions, I suggest you answer the phone calls. When these pollsters call you, be nice, be precise, because you may not like Trump, you may not like how people sound, but we're voting on policy. We are not voting on personality. So, Kim Sheehy, vote for him. Look at his record. Educate yourself. Go to the polls. Vote early. Bank the votes. Kim Sheehy's going to win. Look at John Tester. He is 98% voted with Joe Biden on everything. Every time he comes around to an election, he has to get his Carhartt on. He gets his 30-30 sitting in the back window. Kim Sheehy has proven himself. Donald Trump has proven himself. 1.9% inflation rate.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well said. Sorry, we got to cut it short. We got to hit the break. Goose and Anaconda, sorry we didn't get to you yet, but starting around 8:20, we'll open up the phone lines again. So give us a call back. Love to hear your rant.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Since the pandemic, earned wage access apps are gaining in popularity. The apps like EarnIn extend small short-term loans to workers in between paychecks so they can pay bills and meet their everyday needs. On payday, the user pays back the money out of their wages. Proponents of the app say they help people living paycheck to paycheck manage their finances so they can avoid overdrawing funds from their bank account. But some analysts, along with consumer advocates and lawmakers, say say the EW apps can trap users in an endless cycle of borrowing that depletes their earnings. Many charge monthly subscription fees along with mandatory fees for instant transfers of funds. However, there is typically a no-cost option to receive funds in 1 to 3 business days. Before you choose an Earn Wage Access app, consider using an EWA provider that has the most benefits but at the least cost for you. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.